I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the people of Chile elected their first female president, and Africa's first elected woman president took office. In Chile, Michelle Bachelet won 53% of the ballots in a second vote held Sunday. She was the socialist candidate of the ruling coalition. Opposition candidate Sebastián Piñera, a businessman of great wealth, had 46%. Michelle Bachelet is 54 years old. She is a medical doctor and a single mother with three children. Her father was an advisor to socialist president Salvador Allende. General Alberto Bachelet was jailed and tortured after a military overthrow of Allende in 1973. General Bachelet died after 6 months in prison. Secret police later put his wife and daughter in torture centers. Once freed, they fled to Australia and then Germany. Michelle Bachelet returned to Chile in 1979, but the government of Augusto Pinochet refused to let her work as a doctor. The dictatorship ended in 1990. In 2000, President Ricardo Lagos made Dr. Bachelet health minister. 2 years later, she became Chile's first woman defense minister. Today, she promises to be a president for all women and all men. She says she will lead a government that will better meet the needs of women and the poor. And she says she will work to continue Chile's economic growth and close ties with the United States. President Bachelet will be sworn in on March 11th. In Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was sworn in on Monday. She is 67 years old. Over the years, she has served in the government and the opposition. She served as finance minister, but she also spent time in prison and exile for her political activism. Ms. Johnson Sirleaf defeated a former soccer star for president in November. Now she has the job to begin rebuilding a nation torn by civil war. Charles Taylor started a rebellion in 1989. He later became president. Conflict continued until he resigned in 2003. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf promises a break with the past. She says many years of problems have hurt progress and national unity and kept old disagreements alive. She says her goal is to improve the lives of the people in Liberia. Ms. Johnson Sirleaf studied economics at Harvard University in the United States. American First Lady Laura Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice both attended the historic swearing-in. Liberians call their new president the Iron Lady and Ma Ellen. Ms. Johnson Sirleaf explained both names to a reporter from the New York Times. The Iron Lady, she says, comes from the toughness of many years of being a professional in a male-dominated world. She says Ma Ellen has to do with the suffering she has seen in Liberia and how it brought out the motherliness in her. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.